Hey, Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 3rd of November, Rabbi Yoel Rabinowitz.
Bechiro. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Silverstein, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Meir ben Reb David Gershon Zech Livrocho, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb David Gershon ben Reb Azriel Zech Livrocho.
I spoke here last, at the honor of speaking here, Pasha's boy, and we spoke about an aspect of Bechira which troubled, taxed the Rishonim at the time. We spoke about it. That was an aspect of Bechira at the end of Golus Mitzrayim, which was to do with once the Makkos had come into play and that started happening, one would have expected them to let Klal Yisrael go, and they didn't. And it says, "Vania Akshes Lev Pari." It looks like he didn't have Bechira, and we discussed that at length. I want to discuss another aspect of Bechira here, which is more to, shall we say, towards the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim. And we're going to base it on the pasuk in this week's parsha, "Vayomer Avraham Yodo Teda Ki Gei Yezarach Haberes Lo Elohem." That Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram, you should know that your children are going to be strangers in a foreign land, and they'll serve them and they'll afflict them for 400 years, and after that, God with great wealth. And this pasuk has within it a problem in terms of Bechira. Before we actually go to that, I can't discuss this pasuk without saying over what I heard from my Rebbe of Gavriel Knopfler, Shlita, from his Rebbe, Pan Visharov, on this pasuk. Find that later on. Chumash around? It doesn't matter. Later on, in Pasha's boy, we find that. Thanks very much. Should get my answer for him before we start, shouldn't I? In Pasha's boy, we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu as follows. He says, "Zapenor Bosneiham." Says, "Please speak to the people, and they should vishalu ish meis zapenor Bosneiham vishalu ish meis veim vishom meis rusa kechesav kechesav. Please speak to the people." And they should go and they should borrow Ishmael's Rei, Rishmael's Rusak, Yichesef, Hizav. Says Rashi on this. Ein na ela loshen bakoshav. Na is only an expression of bakoshav, of a request, of a plea. But bakoshav mimcha, please. Has he Rei Malkach encouraged them, warned them, make sure they do this? That tzaddik, Avram Avinu, shouldn't say, "Va'avodum v'inu oisam kiyem bahem." When it came to va'avodum v'inu oisam, that was makuyim. But then, v'achaychein yetzu v'rechosh gadol, lo kiyem bahem. After that, they'll go out with a great wealth, lo kiyem bahem. He wasn't makayim with them. So that was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's request, please, so that Avraham Avinu shouldn't have timers on me. So, of course, the question's obvious. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to make sure that I keep my word, so Avraham Avinu shouldn't have timers on me. Avraham shouldn't have timers on me. Shelo Yoimoy Satsati. And if not, and if Avraham wouldn't say anything, then what? So he said like this. He says, I mean, let's just put it into context. Vavodum v'inoy samapa meishana. V'achichen yetzu b'rechush gadol. They'll enslave them for 400 years and then they'll go out with the rechush gadol. They're going to go out with great wealth. Tell me. Good deal? 400 years of slavery and then you'll go out as millionaires? Doesn't sound a very good deal to me. Doesn't make sense. V'achichen yetzu b'rechush gadol. So everything's all right. For 400 years, enslaved, their lives are torture. And after that, doesn't mean that. Anyone who thinks it through logically, it doesn't mean that. The Rechush Gadol we're talking about isn't the physical, the material wealth. The Rechush Gadol is the Torah. Because they had to develop into people who could be mekabel the Torah. And at the end of the Golos, then they were ready to be mekabel the Torah. It says like this. Why did Klal Yisrael have to go into the Golos? Chazal tell us. The reason was, because Avraham Avinu said, Bamoeda. How do I know? For Bamoeda had to go into the Golos. What does Avraham Avinu mean when he said Bamoeda? What does Rashi say? Bezos Hus. You got the Ramban, you got the Safan, they all talk about it. How do I know that I'll have this Hus? How do I know that it won't be a case of that the Chet will be Goyim, that they'll lose this Hus? And how do I know that this wonderful Matana that you're going to give us will actually receive, not because of Chas V'Shalom, a query on the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it, but because he was scared that something will go wrong with the future Torahs and then they won't be Zaycha to it. That's what he meant. If you think it through, you understand that. The Mepharshim all say that. But the problem is,
Why should I get Kesser Azot?
Why should
you tell him to get Kesser Azot?
Because of what?
They met in the Torah, didn't they, Kesser?
Right, okay. So you're going back to that point. You're trying to... We'll come to it. So, when he said Bamoeda, what did Avraham Avinu mean? Avraham Avinu meant, how do I know that will be Zoycha to it? But I can understand Bamoeda. How do I know that what you've promised, you're going to stick to? Now, in other words, it was an injudicious choice of words. The choice of words... Because the words themselves are ambiguous, it was the wrong choice of words. Not that Avraham Avinu's kavanah was wrong, but the choice of words was wrong. And it's like when you build a skyscraper. If there's a slight fault on the top floor, not the end of the world. But if there's a slight fault in the foundations, however slight it is, by the time you get 100 stories up, the thing's going to collapse. It can't stand. It has to be perfect at the bottom. And therefore, because of this tiny imperfection, therefore, we had to go through the Golos. Says Rabbi Shlomo, Dapa Naba Abaz Neham. Shelo Yoyim Alisei Tzadik. When you said, Rabbi Shamache Ken Yitz B'chush Gadol, of course, what you meant is the Ruchnius Tikka Ruchush, the Torah. But Rechush Gadol can be translated. There are people who think that Rechush Gadol just means great wealth. It can mean physical wealth as well. Yeah. And what happened? They came out penniless and they got the Torah. So what's the difference between me and you? The only reason they had to go in was because I used ambiguous words, which could be interpreted wrongly, and then the Rebbein Shlomo Segantan Kolontan done the same as well. So Daben Nor Bosneom. So that could, lo yoimoy say tzaddik. I'll cover it both ways. Of course, the achrechen yitzvah b'chush gadol is that they're going to receive the Torah. And otherwise, it's inconceivable that anyone would consider it worthwhile, a golos of 400 years, what, for physical, material wealth? But they have to get that as well. So that both interpretations of b'chush gadol mukuyim. That's what I heard from my rabbi. Got nothing to do with what we're actually going to discuss. But I can't not say it. Okay, so there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says like this: "V'halo kosuf batoya, v'avodum v'inoisam, and they'll serve them. They'll have to be their slaves. V'inoisam, and that nation will afflict them. Haru, gozal ha-mitzrim la'aso Yisrael. So the Ribbono Shelayim had been decreed on the Mitzrim to do evil. Uksiv." Another example where you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu determined what people were going to do is Vekama Amazer, Vezon Achrei Leheinech Haaretz. Moshe Rabbeinu says that after he dies, Vekama Amazer, Vezon Achrei Leheinech Haaretz. Harei Gozal Yisrael, so he decreed on Yisrael, Lavoid Avoid Azar. Veloma Niframeem, so why were they punished? Why were the Mitzrayim punished for enslaving Klal Yisrael? And why were Klal Yisrael punished when they served up Avodah Zarah? Because Baruch Hu had said it in both cases. This is what is going to happen. This, it's a gezeirah min shamayim. So the Rambam answers as follows. Lefi sheloi goza al ish ploini hayodua. Sheyehu hazoinu. Elo kol echad vechad meisan. When it says it didn't say this person has to go astray after Avodah Zarah. It didn't say that person has to go astray after Avodah Zarah. There was no decree on any specific person that they have to be the Ovid Avodah Zarah. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is, this is what is going to happen. But it wasn't a decree on any specific person. What's it like? It's saying, these people, amongst them there'll be tzaddikim, and amongst them there'll be rishon. So, that's what it's comparable to. The Rosha can't therefore say, well, I had to be a Rosha because Moshe has told already that I'm going to be a Rosha. He wasn't told that this person will be a Rosha. Bechena Mitzrim, says the Rambam, same thing with the Mitzrim. Kol echad ve'echad moisna mitzirim amirim nisol ilu l'rotza lahar lehem. Each one of those who tortured and exacted pain on Klal Yisrael didn't have to do it. Shaloi gozal ish yodua, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't decree on any specific person. It was a general hoidah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that in the end their children will be enslaved. Klal Yisrael will be enslaved in a foreign land. Then the Rambam ends off that piece of Kfar Marinu. She'en koyach ba'otam leita heich yeta HaKadosh Baruch Hu dvarim asidin liyos. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can't actually fathom. However long you spend and however many pages, and the pages, if you can go down that line of discussing it at great, great, great length, which it is. But when you finish, you never really know the answer. That's the Rambam. And they're not very happy with it. The Ravid is exceedingly unhappy with it. The Ramban isn't much happier with it. And the Ravid says like this. I mean, we'll leave out some of it. But even this is strong enough. Eileheim arichas dvarim she'enom mutubolim. He says, it's a long Rambam. We only read part of it. Long Rambam. It's not got any spice to it. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't work. Yoyma haboyu lezoinim lomas nisa. What? Those who go astray after Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, why did you go astray? You know what? Ani lo yizkarticha b'shem. I never mentioned you by name, that you have to be the one who goes astray. Kadosh shetoyma shalecho gazarti. That you can claim that I was goyz on you. That's the Rambam's argument. Says the Ravid, I'll tell you what he'll answer back. He'll say it like this. Yom milah hazainim, those of Gwent Estray will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. Huh, v'al michalak zeyascha. Listen to the logic. It says, so who was your Gezerah, Chalon? Who was your Gezerah? That they're going to go astray. Who was that about? Aloysum Shalos Anu? On those who didn't go astray? Because Rochel says they're going to go astray. 100 people from Kaisar go astray. Because Rochel came to them, why did you go astray? Did I say that you should go astray? So they'll say what? Rebbeinu, so you wanted them to go astray, but they didn't go astray. So what? So your Gezerah wasn't Bukurim? So it says like this. On the basis of that, your Gezerah wasn't Mekuyim. The only reason it's Mekuyim is because I went astray. It can't be the ones who didn't go astray because I didn't go astray. Avol says that Reifert is different. This is one of the Kalanim. The Reifert says the Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't determine, doesn't force something to happen. And you get into the very deep waters of Bechira, and we're not going to go all the way down that line now. It's not a Gezerah. He argues to the Rambam on the fundamental aspect of this. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu says this is going to happen, that is not a Gezerah. That doesn't determine it has to happen. I will happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah doesn't impact the Bechira. That's the basic line of the writer. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah does not impact the Bechira. It's not a Gezerah.
Well, it says quite clearly it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
So,
this is what I don't want to get into. I don't want to get into why it is, how it can be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah doesn't actually determine what we have to do.
So, the it is the same what he said.
Yeah, okay, so maybe we'll come back onto that a little bit later with
the described as an inevitability. It's inevitable it will happen.
Yeah, but an inevitability of it happening, of course, what his argument is, if it's inevitable, it will happen, so therefore it's been determined now that it will happen. That's always the problem. That is always the problem. How, and this is what he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah is not the same as our Yediyah. It doesn't work in the same way. And therefore, it doesn't determine Bechira. But let's not go down that line now. All I want to do is just talk through two or three opinions on it. We've gone through the Reifert. I just want to go through the Ramban as well. And an Or HaChaim HaKadosh on it. And that's it. I don't need to do more than that. So the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban is pretty much as unhappy. They're not correct. They don't sit well with me, says the Ramban. About the Ramban. Shafilu gaza she'echot mikala ha'umais yoriya lehem b'kach. Even if HaKadosh was gaza, that one of the umais will do evil to them as follows. V'kodam zeh v'asak zeh asosho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this nation came along and they were the first to perform the Gezerah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar B'dvar Mitzvah. That means Zohar B'dvar Mitzvah. U'ma'atam B'dvarav. U'ma'atam B'dvarav. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say this one should do it or that one should do it. Even in terms of the entire nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there'll be Geya, Zaroch, Beretzlo, Lahem, V'avodu, V'inu, Oysam. So this is the Gezerah, that you're going to have to be enslaved for 400 years. The nation which did that, the nation which jumped in and said, we'll do that. It's a tremendous suchus. It's a tremendous suchus. They've been the ones that says, we'll be Mekayim the Gezerah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you haven't answered the question. Yeah, it wasn't that they have to do it, but it has to happen. And they're fulfilling the Rotsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasha Yitzav HaMelech. So he gives a moshel. The king gives instructions. Sheyasu b'nei medina plonis. That those who live in such and such a place, Sheyasu masim in a masim. They should do whatever it is. run a there's a building campaign. He gives instructions that he wants them to create an intercity highway in this place. Those who are Mizrashel, Umatala Dovala Chayim, Choymes V'Choyten Apshoy. Someone says, well, he said that the people of this place need to do this building campaign. Fine. I have to do it. Let someone else do it. He's not going to get tremendous reward for that. He's not going to get a pat on the back for that. Adarabba. He's at fault. The one who's quick to do it, the one who puts himself forward and says, yeah, I'll do it. He's Mekayim, the Rotson of the Melech. He's a good subject of the king. The other one, people who sooner or later catches up with them. So what's the Rambam want from the Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim done a wonderful thing. Voice a Yapik Rotson Mimeno, the one who does it. Yapik Rotson Mimeno. So the Mitzrayim should be in the same situation. The Kol Shekain, even more so. Shakosu Vama Vagama Sagoya Sheya Voidu. The words of the Gamma Sagoy Sheyavoidu says Ramban make it even more difficult here. Because it says Sheyada Goy Kuloi. The whole nation. It doesn't say members of this nation. It says the nation. So the Mitzrayim as a totality were expected to enslave the Yidden. And no Mitzri can say it wasn't meant to be me. Firstly, if he does say it, what actually he's doing is he's saying, the Brunchen gave a tzivoy, I'll leave someone else to do it. That's not a dover toiv. And secondly, the tzivoy wasn't on individuals, the tzivoy was on the whole nation. And he's part of the nation. So the Ramban says like this, V'hanochim beinai, afau pisha ani gazati azarecha liyoskei beoritz, loy lohem v'avodu minu isam, afau pikein eshpoita sagoya shei yavoidu ala shei yasu lohem. Says Ramban, this is how you say it. They can't get away with it. It's true that I was Geyser, that they should be enslaved there, but the nation who enslaves them doesn't get away with it. Why? At time, Moshama Kosov. Vikinesi liyushalayim ulitzion kino gadoil vikatsev gadoil. Ani koitzif ala goyim ashanani mashani kotsafti matveim ozulurah. Says the Ramban, the aside lies in the pasuk in Zechariah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyser HaKadosh Yisrael. It's true. But the Mitzrayim didn't carry out the Gezeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did their own thing. They increased the pain and the suffering far more than was necessary according to the Gezeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein hoya b'mitzayim she'yisifu l'raki shlichu b'neim l'yoi. They threw their children into the river. Tell me anywhere in Vavod V'inu or somewhere that's required. It doesn't say that they should kill them even. Avodum V'inu or Yisom. It's a tough, difficult servitude. It's a slavery. It's not a murder. It's not annihilation. It's not a holocaust. So, he says like this. V'zeh tam don amelchi. Shavi or Yisom p'mishpat. Im also kenigzalem oisifulehivalem, says the Ramban, and that's what these last words mean. V'gamis hagoya sheyavoidu don onoichi, I will judge. What's there to judge? Why don't you just say I'll punish don onoichi? I will judge them. If they've done it exactly as I said it should be done, then actually they'll be mekabel schar for it. But if they haven't, then they're going to have to pay the whole price. And here, he now gives us an incredibly important insight. V'da v'havein. You need to know. Ki ish shenechtem v'nechtem v'rosh Hashan l'ariga. Someone who is decreed on him that he's going to be killed on Rosh Hashanah. Lo yinakeh listim. That doesn't let the bandits who killed him off, the murderers who killed him, he can't get away with that. As Hillel said, when he saw the skull on the water, Yitzufun, Seif Metzafayach Yitzufun, because you drowned someone, so they drowned you. And in the end, those who drowned you will also be drowned. Because he drowned someone, he deserved to be drowned. Yeah, but the people who drowned him aren't going to get away with it. Why? Because, we'll see why in a moment. He says like this, Kasha Tetzah Gezerah Pi Novi. When there is a Gezerah by the Novi, that Yesh Bo Isoy Sobdin. If someone is judged in Shemayim to be guilty, to be Chayiv Misa, and someone else kills them, the person who killed them himself will be Chayiv Misa. I, the person he killed was Chayiv Misa. So it doesn't let this person off. There's a cheshbon. The Rebbeinu Hashem has a cheshbon for everything which happens. But someone who carries out the murder is a murderer. That's right, he's a murderer. He says, where it becomes more delicate is where there is a novi involved in it. He says like this, Avokasha Tetzah Gezerah Pi Novi, Yesh Bo Isoy Sodinim. Then, if the Novi has said something, then when it's carried out, it depends. If he heard what the Novi said, and his kavana was to be mekayim the divrei Novi, ein olav chet, aber yesh lo zchus boy, and we can prove it. How do we prove it? As we see with Yehu ben Nimshi, who was promised a dynasty lasting five generations altogether because he wiped out Beis Akov. He wiped them out, man, woman, child, totally. But he did it l'shem Shemayim, and it's very clear again and again that he did l'shem Shemayim. In the end, Yehu went wrong. Why went wrong? Pivich Shiloh, he said the wrong words and he ended up going wrong. It's true. But when he killed the Yehoram and he wiped out Beis Achov, he did that l'shem Shemayim. Therefore, he was being Mekayim the Tzivui of the Novi. And if he's being Mekayim the Tzivui of the Novi, purely l'shem Shemayim, totally l'shem Shemayim, then he gets schar for it. But if he heard what the Novi said, but when he did it for his own reasons. He says, oh good, I've always wanted to get rid of him. I've got it in for him. And now I'm actually authorized to get rid of it. He's Chayiv Misa. In other words, it's really this concept of Avreira Lishma. When the Navi has given a tzivui to do something which fundamentally would be an Issur Gomor, but because the Navi has said it, therefore it's a mitzvah, then it has to be L'shem Shemayim. And if it's not L'shem Shemayim, then it's an Avera. Okay? So the Ramban has laid this out for us. And now when we go back to Mitzrayim, we see therefore on the basis of that as well, Mitzrayim would be guilty as well because they didn't do L'shem Shemayim. Let's just end off with the 2 minutes, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who goes along the same lines, but he puts it very, very strongly. He says like this, Kala umos chayovim li'onish, al kala inui v'atzah she'yoriu lonu. All those nations throughout the generations who've made Klal Yisrael suffer, they will be punished for it. V'achakira me'ikara eino tzedekes, the whole question to start with is faulty. Ki o umos tama sheya nunu hu letzad hiba havdolos seinu mehem. The reason why the umos have it in for us, the reason why there's anti-Semitism is because we're different than them. V'kiyam ha-mitzvos ha-shanu mekayimim, because we're different, we're separate to them, and we keep the mitzvos, we keep the tariq mitzvos. Tzayu lamad, he says, I'll prove it to you. If Yisrael has worshipped the sheep and they'd become one people with the Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim wouldn't have done anything to them. It says they wouldn't have had any problem. They'd become part of the Mitzrayim. Nothing would have happened. Asher Teshabet Yisrael V'Tariya Hatam U'Litzat HaYoseinu Nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why they do it is because we are the Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Hever Nachlosi. And the Goyim know that. And the Goyim know that we're different, and the Goyim know that we're Mekayim the Mitzvahs, which they're not Mekayim, and that creates the sinner. And that's why they do it. You don't get away with Vavodim V'Noisam on that basis. It says the Orach Chaim, the whole reason why Klal Yisrael are punished with the Golus is because they've done something wrong at some point. Why do the Goyim afflict us? Why do the anti-Semites have a go at Klal Yisrael? Not because they've done an Aveira. Their kavanah is because we keep the mitzvahs, the rest of the mitzvahs. If we came up with all the mitzvahs, then it would be all right. That's not the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they can't get away with it. Thank you very much for listening.